Lotus FM News with Tracy Valiatham.
Good afternoon. Triple murder accused Henry van Breda has been found guilty in the High Court in Cape Town of the murder of his parents, brother, and for the attempted murder of his sister. He's also been found guilty on a charge of defeating the ends of justice. They were killed in their Stellenbosch home in 2015. Van Breda claimed his family was murdered by an axe-wielding intruder. Judge Siraj Desai earlier listed all the allegations made by Van Breda in his testimony that he found odd, including that the dog did not bark at the intruder, that the accused disarmed himself, that he left the kitchen door open, and that the killer would wipe out an entire family and leave one person alive.
The accused phoned the emergency service from the cordless landline phone. The accused did not check on his family during the time as he fell. He thought that he did not have the physical capacity to help his family at that point. The duration of the emergency call was exceptionally long. It is strange that the accused did not attempt to stop the blood flow, for instance, from Molly's wounds.
Police are calling on members of the public to be vigilant and avoid walking alone in deserted areas following the discovery of three bodies in Kagiso near Krugersdorp, west of Johannesburg. The bodies of all males were discovered in an open ditch last week with their hands tied behind their backs with a leather belt. Police have not ruled out the possibility that this could be the work of a serial killer. No one has been arrested. Police spokesperson Solomon Sabia.
There is some information that is coming forward. We know our communities are panicking right now, but we just want everybody to try to be focused and try to be vigilant and try not to walk alone on deserted areas. So for now, we just want everybody to be calm and just assist us with information.
Parliament and the presidency will be among the last entities presenting their budget votes in the National Assembly this week. For the past 3 weeks, ministers have explained and been questioned on how their respective departments' money will be spent in the current financial year. Spokesperson Moloto Motapo says the two houses of parliament will set out their budget on Tuesday afternoon.
The budget by the chairperson of the NCOP and the National Assembly Speaker that will be presented tomorrow is very key in ensuring that this institution continues to exercise its constitutional mandate, hold the executive to account to ensure that the commitment that it has made to the people of South Africa in terms of service delivery are realized.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has said the United States will apply for unprecedented financial pressure on Iran following President Donald Trump's withdrawal from the Iran nuclear deal. In a key policy speech, Pompeo said the U.S. would ensure that Tehran would never have a path to a nuclear weapon.
The sting of sanctions will be painful if the regime does not change its course from the unacceptable and unproductive path it has chosen to one that rejoins the League of Nations. These will indeed end up being the strongest sanctions in history when we are complete. The regime has been fighting all over the Middle East for years. After our sanctions come in force, it will be battling to keep its economy alive.
Top story at 5 o'clock. Triple murder accused Henry van Breda has been found guilty in the High Court in Cape Town of the murder of his parents, brother, and for the attempted murder of his sister. That's a wrap of News at 5, headlines at 5:30.